Tell me about your church, sir. That
church? What can I tell you about my church?
Well, is that the big church around here that most people flock to?
Well, yes, in those days it was the only church, you know.
Is that true now?
No, there's about two or three more now. In those days, that was the only church here in town, you know, the Catholic Church.
Does it have as many members now, or as it did then?
No, it has more now. There's more people. Yes.
Is as large a percentage of people go to church? Did everyone go to church?
I think there's more people going to church now than in those days.
So your church is active here?
Yes.
Are there any clubs, men's clubs, or social organizations that...
Well, as far as I know, I think there was the Knights of Columbus, you know, which is a Catholic organization. It's not very active. And I think there's the Lions Club. I don't know which other club there is.
Do you belong to any of those, sir?
I belong to the Knights of Columbus, yes.
What does the Lions Club do here?
I couldn't tell you, you know, I'm not a member of the Lions Club.
So you don't belong to any of the men's clubs here?
Yeah, except the Knights of Columbus.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What does the Knights of Columbus do?
It's a Catholic organization.
Do you meet regularly?
We used to meet regularly. I haven't gone to a meeting in a long time. I don't think they're very active nowadays.
Have you traveled much, Mr. Ramirez?
No, sir.
Tell me about something.
Yeah, you know, the only traveling I have done is, you know, my son is, since he finished school, he's been living in different places, and he's the one that made us travel a little. My wife and I.
Tell me about it.
Well, he's in California now, you know, and we have visited with him several times. Just been in different places. And
what is his work?
He's a PhD in teaching in a university in California now.
That's very interesting. What does he teach?
He's a psychologist. But he's been more interested in these bilingual programs, you know. He's a Cato one also. They train teachers for these bilingual programs.
So he does a lot of that work?
Yes.
Now, where does he teach?
He's at the University of California at Santa Cruz, that's near San Francisco.
Do you have other children, sir?
I have a daughter, yes.
Married. Tell me about it.
Well, she's married to a boy that's in the service in the Air Force. She's from West Virginia, and they had been in England for 3 years. She just came back, and he's due back this month. And they're going to move him to Arizona, Tucson, Arizona.
That's a lot closer than England.
yes. Yeah, they were there 3 years, you know. She just came back from December.
So, you've been to visit your son?
Yes.
Where else have you visited?
Well, he did some work like you're doing now, you know, in Mexico. Guadalajara, near Guadalajara.
San Miguel?
No, it was a small town near here. Near Guadalajara, you know, at what they call it, Agualurco del Mercado. Claremont College.
Where was that?
The Claremont College is in California.
Oh,